This week, we have the season finale of Dayton Youth Radio about a teenager's relocation to a different part of the country. Here's project coordinator Basim Blunt.
Dayton Youth Radio gives teenagers a chance to tell their own stories in their own words. And we hear them, trying to figure out what the world is all about. Maybe you're listening to this story with your teenager. We hope it creates open and honest dialogue with the young people in your life. This story is by Ben Roth, who talks about his experience being exposed to what we call hate speech. It's called Red State, Blue State.
My name is Ben Roth. I'm 16 years old and a sophomore at the Miami Valley School. I was born in Dayton, and I play soccer and basketball. In 2009, my family went on vacation to Atlanta, because my mom went there one time and liked it. At least, that's what I thought at the time. But we were really going to visit because my parents were going to tell me and my younger sister that we were moving there. My dad worked at NCR, and the company had announced they were moving their headquarters from Dayton to Atlanta around that time. To keep his job, my dad had to move us all to Atlanta. I was devastated at first. I remember my sister and I both crying when our parents told us. I didn't want to leave all the opportunities I had at home in Dayton and my friends and family, but my parents had given us a lot of time to adjust to the move, and it's not like there was anything I could do about it. My first year in Georgia, I went to the local public school in fourth grade. I had never experienced so much misbehavior amongst students and strict behavior amongst teachers. We couldn't talk during lunch, and the teachers were very strict about it. I had always gone to a school where there was no misbehavior and misconduct. So seeing kids get sent to the office, constantly talking and not listening to the teachers, was a new experience. The next year in Georgia, I changed schools to a private school where there wasn't as much misconduct, but there was something else new I had never experienced. My classmates, for the most part, were Southern Baptist Christians and had many conservative political views. Of course, like what many Americans stereotype the Southern United States about, the kids grew up in consistently conservative and right-wing families. One example was when Barack Obama won the 2012 presidential election, and my classmates were furious. I heard my classmates saying Barack Obama needed to be killed and the term "no-bama." Another story was when I played tag with my friends and the person that was it was called the queer. That made me really mad inside, but I still played otherwise. Some of my classmates were very homophobic. A kid at my school was bullied and had very few friends because his parents were gay. One time, one of his dads was a chaperone for a trip we went on, and he was my chaperone. The other kids complained to each other about the fact that their chaperone was a homosexual. We also did prayers at our assemblies, even though they considered it a non-denominational school. When I told my classmates I had never really gone to church much, they were shocked, and they acted like I had killed someone. I was still friends with most of the general kids in my class, and they were very nice to me. I didn't hate the kids at my school. I played sports with many of them, but I never really talked to them about many political topics, as I was worried they wouldn't want to be my friend if they knew I didn't agree with them. The experience of living in the South gave me a better sense of political diversity. During the recent election, I noticed that Donald Trump tried to appeal to the majority of conservative Southern voters by having similar political views and using tactics and slogans that would bring in those voters. Many of my classmates and family members here were shocked by how someone could vote for such a person and how he could actually win the election. But to many Southerners, he's perfect for a president in the majority of categories. And this experience in Georgia gave me a better understanding of the political diversity in the United States. I moved back to Ohio because my dad was able to keep his job and remains working there today. Over the 4 years I spent in Atlanta, I learned that the two states are very different, particularly with their demographics and political background. This diversity is what makes it difficult to work towards unity in our country. For Dayton Youth Radio at Miami Valley School, this is Ben.
That was a story entitled Red State, Blue State, written and produced by Ben Roth from the Miami Valley School. Special thanks to Ben's teacher, Lindsay Cummings. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
To hear more Dayton Youth Radio stories, visit our website, wyso.org, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation.